Hey, it's the Ride Man coming to another Broncos Country Blitz. The Broncos lose to the Browns 17-14 on Thursday Night Football to drop to 3-4 on the season. And man, how far this has fallen from the 3-0 start in the perfect preseason. And our philosophy going into the season was play solid defense, be efficient on offense, thus Teddy Bridgewater, and rack up wins. And not happening now. Part of it is obviously the defense is not what we expected. And I think there's something a lot of people have missed. The defense hasn't worked out. The secondary hasn't worked out. And Kyle Fuller, one of our quote-unquote bigger signings for the secondary, has been basically a no-show and literally rode the bench Thursday night. Very quietly, you know, deactivated, rode the bench Thursday night. And it's interesting because when we were in the offseason, everything by George Payton looked great. Got A-plus grades from most analysts. And, you know, sometimes it just doesn't pan out the way you think it's going to, and that's kind of what's happening with the Broncos right now. The first half was just terrible to watch. We made a comeback in the second half, but seems like we have this issue right now where we can just catch up to the other team, but we fall short in just enough places not to be able to make up the difference. So let's go over some of the stuff from the actual game. So Case Keenum played at quarterback for the Browns and played well. Denver should know Case Keenum pretty well. And interesting, he looked efficient, he looked good. I mean, whooped our butts. And, you know, we didn't get a lot of pressure on him. You know, Von Miller trash talked during the week, tried to be a motivator. Other people on our team did the same thing. It did not pan out. You know, it did not live up to the hype. And then Von Miller got injured during the game. Doesn't sound like it's going to be that serious. Thank goodness we dodged a bullet there. But the run defense, D'Ernest Johnson, we made him look like Derrick Henry. Now tell me, Broncos country, did you not get the same feeling I did after that first drive? Like, uh-oh, it's going to be a long night. I'll be honest. You know, it was rough to watch that, and I used to take every game personally, my younger days. You know, I grew out of that. But it trickled back in a little bit on Thursday. I got to be honest. It trickled back in. You know, watched the game with a couple buddies, including Adam with Cromwell Sports that comes on and does the podcast with me once in a while. And I took it a little personally, I think from the standpoint of the eras, of the Broncos I grew up with, there were some dips in there, but for the most part, always successful. At least 500 football successful and above that. This whole thing the last few years is just a new experience for me. And once in a while, you just go, man, you know, how have other teams been able to deal with this for years? Browns fans, up until they've gotten good recently, how did you deal with this for years? You know, so try not to let that happen. Might have taken it a little personally. Might have had one too many, you know, alcoholic beverages trying to, you know, numb the pain from the game. But and then I was ready to record podcasts, thought about it, you know, the next day. And I was just still so irritated. Because think about the standard. I mean, the Broncos standard and how far we've fallen from it. And hopefully Peyton will get us back there. I mean, it's his first year. Hopefully he will get us back there. But D'Ernest Johnson running like Derrick Henry for 146 yards. Case Keenum looking like the Case Keenum we thought we were getting when we brought him in to be our starter after he was in Minnesota. You know, they didn't even have big plays from Landry or Beckham. And still whooped our butts. And the defense just looks like a shell of itself. And I think it goes to this point. The Broncos won Super Bowl 50 with an efficient offense. Yeah, there were some explosive plays in there and solid defense. And we have been trying to repeat that pattern ever since. And you know what? I think it's a dated philosophy. Look at all the big teams in the NFL. Have a good or great quarterback, can score on offense, are creative on offense. Some of them have better defenses than others. A lot of them are towards the middle of the pack. It works. Those are all the teams we're talking about for the playoffs. I think Denver really needs to take a look this coming offseason and hit the reset button and go, okay, this worked for Super Bowl 50, but there is a reason it worked. We had a coach on the field. We had Peyton Manning on the field. He's basically an additional coach on the field coaching the offense. Even though Manning was not there physically during his final year, we have a coach out there, and he was helping to coach Osweiler when he had to take over for him. So totally different when you had Trevor Siemian take over. Totally different when we've brought the other quarterbacks in that we've had. And now we have Teddy Bridgewater going, and Teddy tried to bring us back in the second half. Had a couple good touchdown passes to Melvin Gordon and Williams. But it just seems when the offense gets off schedule, he's not that quarterback that can make up that third and 14. Like, the defense isn't afraid he's going to do that. And frankly, you saw check down Teddy on the longer downs. He checked the ball down, hoping the guy was going to break enough tackles to get the first down. No, we need someone that's going to drive the ball down the field. So I get the calls for Drew Locke. I get it from that standpoint. But I think what I mentioned on a previous podcast, this is the team for this year. For better, for worse, if we go on a losing streak the rest of the year, probably going to be Bridgewater unless he gets injured. Probably going to be Shurmur in place. Fangio's probably going to stay in place. I know some Bronco fans are listening to that right now going, really? But the coaching staff we have and the potential replacements on staff don't really make a lot of sense. And clearly, if the Broncos wanted a spark on Thursday night, Troy Aikman mentioned it. Also, regardless of your feelings of Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, I like them personally. I like most of the broadcast teams out there, actually. Most of the A-broadcast teams and all the stations. But when they were talking about the second half and they just looked into the camera and goes, and they said something to the fact of, well, something's got to change for the Broncos because that was a terrible first half or disaster. You know, I've seen them give that look about other teams. It pained me to have them give that look about the Broncos. But even Troy Aikman, who doesn't say that very often, he called for Drew Locke to come in based on the way the offense looked. And, you know, in him saying Teddy Bridgewater didn't look right, especially on that touchdown pass he attempted that was short. You know, when the broadcasters and a Hall of Fame quarterback are saying, yeah, you probably got to make a change at this point, when he doesn't say it that often, you might want to take it to heart if anyone in Broncos country sees that. Especially if we continue the losing streak, why not look at all your players and reevaluate? Obviously, we are going to have a huge shakeup this coming offseason. But tough game to watch. We almost made the comeback. We just couldn't stop the Browns on the defensive side of the ball. And man, I don't think any of us thought that's what we'd be saying. Also, we didn't have the greatest protection again for Teddy Bridgewater. The offensive line was questionable again. Myles Garrett had a sack and a half. You know, he was pressured. And you look at the Browns defense and go, well, that's what you expect out of pressure on the Broncos defense. And the Broncos defense, Shelby Harris finally racked up a sack for us on Thursday night. That was it. So, unfortunately, the philosophy we went into the season with clearly is not going to work moving forward. We have a little mini bye, as I like to call it, after the Thursday night game. Hopefully they look at it. The coaches look at themselves, you know, externalize, internalize, and figure out we need a different philosophy going into our next game. Or you just have a feeling this is going to continue. So, unfortunately, the Broncos lose four straight. Man, that is still painful to say. It's just Like giving it a couple days to record the podcast would make it easier. Nope, not any easier. But the Broncos lose their fourth straight, losing on Thursday night to Cleveland 17-14, basically losing to Cleveland's backups in a lot of areas, second string quarterback, third string running back. And like I said, if this isn't rock bottom, if this isn't the wake-up call we need, I don't know what's going to be this season. But once again, Broncos lose 17-14 to the Browns on Thursday night. Until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country. And on Twitter at DDCR_BCB.